All right. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Sunday Morning Breakfast Live. We are here
Monday night. That's right. We're kicking off the first week.
For those in the Northeast, trying to stay warm before the next nor'easter comes into town. Those in the South enjoying just a little extra bit of warmth and just loving life, living the marvelous life we have on this marvelous day, because we've been blessed with all the yeses God has given us in our life. So we're here ready to start our Monday night live call on the topic of when God says no. So let's do so by bringing in our leader, Mr. Tellius Carr. Good evening, Mr. Carr.
Good evening, Ms. Tiana.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing wonderful, and yourself?
Great, thank you.
Good deal. Yeah, we've been having this marvelous topic this whole entire week, and it has been on when God says no. Okay? So with that being said, before we even get into anything further, let us go ahead and pray first, and then we're going to dive into the call. So, Ms. Tiana, please.
All right. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for this life that you've given us, dear Lord. Heavenly Father, you have just blessed us with the opportunity to wake up this morning, Heavenly Father, and with the vision of what you have for us in our lives. Heavenly Father, may we walk in that purpose. May we walk in the love that you have for us, dear Lord, and may we be representatives of you in our walk. We thank you for this ministry. We thank you for this leader. When we move forward on this call with open hearts and open minds, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. All right, so, Ms. Tiana, you know, in your
yes,
own
sir.
Words, we've been talking about when God says no. Do you mind summing up this whole topic this whole week, please?
Absolutely. Said a little bit pre-call, when God says no. Love how we wrapped this up last night with when God says no, he's saying no to our flesh, because his entirety is saying yes to us. It may not be the yes that we understand, the yes that we comprehend, but that yes is with purpose and is instituted in the purpose for our lives. So it's just amazing how that no can, and you know, we hate this word, but make us feel, but reality is when we get outside of that and we're walking in him, we are grateful for the no's that he sends our way, because we see the yes that he has for us.
Okay. So is Mr. DJ here?
Yes, sir.
How are you, Mr. DJ?
I'm wonderful. How about yourself?
I'm wonderful, man. So what would you say with this topic? Give us a little insight from your point of view.
We need to be extra grateful for the no's. As stated before, the no is fueled by the flesh. We're supposed to pray to God, ask things of God, and in accordance to his will. If it's in the flesh, it has nothing to do with him. That's all about us. One prime example is David and Bathsheba. You know, a lot of us be like David, and we done did something wrong, and then we pray to God. How many of us have ever said, Lord, if you get me out of this, this, I won't do it no more. I promise, Lord, I won't do it no more. And then you find yourself praying that prayer again. So with David and Bathsheba, and I'm not aiming this at nobody, so please don't send me hate mail, but, you know, people that commit adultery, you know, those of us that commit adultery, and then you done had a baby, as David prayed to the Lord to let this baby live. And God
right.
said no. God said, absolutely not. That baby was born of adultery.
Mm-hmm.
And he said no. Sometimes the no's, we don't understand. We get mad at God. He
right.
tells us no, we don't want to worship him no more. You lose a child, God forbid, you lose a family member, or lose some of us, it don't even have to be that deep. You lose a promotion, or you lose a car. You just fall all kind of ways. Fall out with God. Well, guess what? You weren't never for him in the first place.
Mm.
That's the way I see it.
Right.
You know, some people who, and like I said, I hope I'm not stepping on too many toes. You got preachers out there who claiming to be bishops. You don't have but one church, but you're a bishop. You're supposed to be ordained and spirit-filled, but you can't come and preach at my church. You can't come and speak to my people unless I pay you $800. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I'm just saying, you know, when God says no, it's no. It's no for a reason, you know, and you must remain in his spirit, in his grace. You have to thank him for those no's. You know, some of us act up in traffic while we're going so slow. Well, he might be slowing you down because it's an accident up ahead, and he don't want you to be a part of it. You don't ever look at it like that. You need to thank the Lord for delaying you or saying no. So what I gathered from this week is it's the little things that count. But thank God from the blessings, whether they come from the left or the right. If it comes from God, then you're never wrong. So thank him. Praise him always. Two Christians play on a football team against each other. Both of them pray to God. Who going to win?
Right.
Why would they win versus another? You got to look at that the correct way, y'all. We got to get out of having an attitude and pouting over God's decisions. You know, he's God all by himself. I didn't mean to go on. I'm sorry, Pastor. I'm sorry, Mr. Carr.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, y'all,
yeah,
I mean, that's what it is.
Like that.
Yeah, when God says no, and I appreciate that, Mr. DJ, for you summing that up. So, if y'all have a moment, if you want to, you can go ahead and log on to the Facebook now. I'm on Facebook Live, so we should be ready to go, rocking and rolling. Okay. You know, this thing is crazy sometimes. You know, because I know sometimes y'all have to forgive me if I don't speak to you. Because I cannot see everybody who logs on. Sometimes it does. Sometimes, I mean, I'm not sure what's going on with it. But, you know, I'm trying to speak to everybody as much as possible. So how you doing, Ms. Arlene? Ms. Gia, how are you? Okay, Miss Tiana, Eric Alamon, our brother from another mother. How you doing, Miss Patrice? How are you, Miss Tay, Miss Clark, and Miss Joyce? How are you doing, Miss Latanya? So, y'all, with that being said, let's get to it. We have a loaded night now. Okay, the topic is when God says no. Right? When God says no, is that even possible? Is it possible? Let me start with that email question. I'm gonna start with you, Mr. DJ. Is it possible for God to tell us no?
Oh, it's very possible. Oh, yes. And we must thank him for those no's.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he tells us no. He tells us what's in the best interest, whether we want to hear it or not. That's one
That's
thing
right.
that you can appreciate from.
All right. What's going on, DeWall? Ms. T.I., how are you? Ms. Katina. So the question is, Mr. DJ just, you know, propose his answer. Is it possible for God to tell us no? Ms. Tiana, what do you have to say about that?
It's possible if it's something that we want, something that we want that's not lined up with him, then to us it is a no. God is telling us yes for all the things that line up with him.
Him, okay.
So.
What's going on, Ms. Katina and Melvin? What's going on, man? Ms. Jamise and Ms. Bethany. Is it possible, y'all, for God to tell us no? Is that even possible? We got some scripture that go along with it? The promises of God or what and what?
Yes, sir. We have a scripture from last night.
Uh-huh.
And it came from 2 Corinthians chapter 1. And it says, for no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. And so through him, the amen is spoken by us to the glory of God.
Wow. All right. How you doing, Ms. Latrice and Ms. Brenda and Ms. Shabree? Ms. Jennifer, how are you? Y'all, is it possible for God to tell us no? 2 Corinthians chapter 1, real quickly. Verse 18 through 20, look what the Bible says. But as surely as God is faithful, our message to you is not yes and no. But the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us, by me and Silas and Timothy was not yes and no, but in him it has always been yes. For no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. Wow. What's going on? DJ that now. Okay. Ms. LaTanya said, yes, it is possible that God would say no. His no protects us, and we often don't realize it. What's going on, Barry? Hey, real quickly, just a side note. When y'all get a chance, Barry, you got to tell us what he has a show out now. It's something about the New Orleans show. It's on Bravo, if I'm not mistaken. But check him out, man. And my boy, Barry Smith. He's him and his wife and some a couple of fellow New Orleans, and they're on the show on Bravo. So check him out. Okay, now back to the topic. Is it possible for God to say no? How you doing, Ms. Nidra? Okay. Ms. LaTanya said yes. Ms. Whitley, what you got to say? How you doing, Ms. Natalie and Ms. Whitlock? Y'all, this is interesting because the question is loaded, Mr. DJ. How you doing, Ms. Sonya? The question is really loaded. Is it possible for God to say no? Let me answer this twofold. Yes and no. Follow me for a second. It's possible for God to tell us no when we're operating in flesh. So he still will meet us where we are.
That's right.
Y'all follow me?
Yes,
now,
sir.
When we're operating in the spirit, God never tells us no. He always tells us yes, because we only ask God what he puts in us to ask him.
Amen.
That's strong now.
It is.
In other words, much like a husband and wife are on one accord, well,
right.
We and God are on one accord. So you know God would always be the head. So we would never detour from that. So it will always be yes. His promises are yes and amen. His promises are yes and amen. But that's to those who follow him. In other words, let him have his way. When God has his way, the answer is never no.
Amen.
Does that make sense?
When
God has his way, the answer is never no. That's fair enough, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So it's a twofold thing, but, you know, the no and the yes, they both are right. Depends on how you look at it. All right? How you doing, Ms. DeAndre and Maurice? What's going on? Ms. Ashley? Okay, Ms. Aaron? Ms. Aaron, how are you? Ms. Mookie and Ms. Monica? Okay, Ms. Caesar, how are you doing this evening? Ms. Sharon, how are you? And Ms. Asia? Okay? Now, we have a question, Ms. Tiana, Mr. DJ.
Yes.
The question is, how do you know if God is saying no? How do you know if God is saying no? Ms. Shabri, what you have to say about that? Y'all talk to me out there. How do you know if God is saying no? Mr. DJ, talk to me real quickly. What you got? How do you know if God is saying no?
God is saying no most of the time firmly, and at first glance, we don't really appreciate it. It might send some questions to us. It will just satisfy our flesh. That's the best way I could say it. If it dissatisfies our pleasure and flesh, then yeah,
okay.
That's what God is saying no.
Question, Ms. Jennifer, I like that. Good answer, Mr. DJ. Anna, I'm going to give you 10 seconds. How do you know if God is saying no?
When it's something I want, my flesh is desiring it. It's what my family is expecting of me. It's when those instances show up.
Okay. Good answer. How you doing, Ms. Kathy and Ms. Justina? Real simple, y'all. How do you know if God is saying no? Simple. Three-letter answer. When it becomes S-I-N.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
I really don't believe that God would ever say yes to sin. Ever.
True.
Mm-hmm.
True.
Yes, sir.
How do you know if God is saying no? When we start sinning. Because remember the Bible said, if it's not done in faith, if anything is not done in faith, it's called sin.
Then it's sin. That's right.
Sin. That's simple. We don't have to make it complex. Okay? The topic tonight is when God says no. How do you know if God is telling you no? When you start to sin. That's when he's saying no. Because remember, the Bible says the wages of sin is what?
Death.
Okay. Death. All right. Something that he has already conquered. This is how you know he's telling you no. All right? When sin becomes prevalent and evident in your life. How you doing, Miss Amy? Miss Ivy? Miss, who is it? Miss Fletcher, how are you? What's going on? That's Pimp. Derek Singleton, how you doing, man? How you doing, Miss Tamara and Miss Jamie? Okay? So, good deal. Now, Miss Shabree had a question, too, y'all. Let's get to Miss Shabree's question. I don't want to skip that over. What you said, Miss Shabree? Shabree's question is this. Do we have... Hold on. Here's a question. You know I do my little bell. Do we have the right to fight to say yes when God says no? Do we have the right to fight to say yes when God says no? How you doing, Miss Sandra? What y'all got to say about that?
Absolutely no.
Should you be fighting when God says no?
Absolutely no.
Mr. DJ say absolutely no. Okay? Woo, how you doing, Miss Cynthia and Miss, who is that, Miss Smile? I'm going to leave it at that. She's like, Miss Smile, how are you? All right, Miss Jennifer said no. Miss Natalie said N-O-O-O-O-O-O-O, no. Okay. Do you have the right to fight to say yes when God says no? Mr. DJ said absolutely not. What about you, Miss Tiana?
Absolutely not. Not at all.
Not at all. We do not have the right to say no. All right, Miss Fletcher says no. And all of y'all are correct. When God says no, it's no.
You can't even question, Mr. Carr, when God says yes, you can't fight that. If he has an anointing on you to do something, then
watch this, y'all. Y'all want to hear something funny? Period. I want to hear something funny, real talk. Okay? Ms. LaTonya said, no, we should not be fighting against God, his word. No. Watch this. We shouldn't be when God says no, but what about when God tells us yes? That's right, Ms. Natalie. He has the final word. What about when God tells us yes? Now, the topic tonight is when God says no, but let's spin it real quickly. What about when God says yes? You should forgive the person that you're fighting against me for not to forgive. Don't you know when we operate in unforgiveness, we are fighting God's yes? Let me say it again.
That's
when
right.
We operate in unforgiveness, we are fighting God's yes. God said, yes, forgive them, and we saying, no, not right now. Uh-oh. You don't think that's God?
Come on.
That's right.
Oh, my God. Woo! So, the topic is when God say no, or when we tell God no.
Yes, indeed.
Y'all ever see, come on, y'all, because we got some good parents out here, right? Y'all ever seen a child and a parent walking in the store, and that child just gets smart and say no, and you be wanting to hit that child. You be wanting to whip us. Well, who's going to whip us when we snatch our hand away from God and say, no, I'm not going to forgive
him.
No, I'm not going to listen. Us. Ain't that something?
It is.
Yes, sir.
Ms. Ivy said, we have to forgive people the way God forgives us. And that's absolutely right. How you doing, Ms. Tanya? Tori, what's going on? Ms. Natty, how are you? Okay? So we absolutely have to forgive people the way God forgives us. And when we don't forgive people, shoot, we talking about when God says no, or we start telling God no. Because what we do is we look at them through the flesh eyes and not the way that God sees them. And we say they hurt us too bad for me to even cross that bridge called forgiveness. And I want to hold a grudge because you just don't know, Mr. Carr, what they did to me. I don't know. But God knew what they did. What even happened. Yet he still say yes, forgive
me. Yes.
And why do we say no to him?
All right.
Miss Tiana says 7 times 70 per day. How many times is that, Miss Tiana? You know,
490.
Oh, 90.
490. Boy, that's a lot of forgiveness. Now, y'all know we give a person 1, 2. They don't even get
that's
to the
it.
Third one. Because we say, what we say, Miss Tiana? First time,
three.
Shame on you. and shame on me.
That's right.
So, therefore, we will fight against God's forgiveness all day because we don't want to look stupid. In other words, we don't have to worry about God telling us no. We beat him to the punch.
Yep.
That's right.
Oh, my. I
got a shirt to say, I'm at 489. Don't try me. I do.
DJ said he got a shirt that says he's at 489. So we're going to push him to 490. Now, if you can keep a count of those numbers, I mean, that's good. How you doing, Miss Katina? What's going on, Miss Val? All right? So let's get to our next question. Here's another question we have now. Let's see what we got. Okay, now, them questions coming in right quick. All right. Miss Jennifer said, did Jesus fight? They nailed him to the cross. No, he did not. Jesus died for our sins. Not us for his. Okay. I got you. Question, Ms. Shire. Ms. Shire says she received this question. Would God ever change his no to yes on our behalf? Ms. Shire? Y'all got it? Michelle, how are you doing, Ms. Keller? And Ms. Lisa? How are you? Ms. Zena? The question is, would God ever change his no to yes on our behalf? Mr. DJ, what you got?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm still puzzled at the last thing you said. Did God fight? Like a person asked the question, did he fight and like actually lose?
No. She was saying he did. Basically, she was making the point that he didn't fight when he got on the cross.
Oh, right. Okay. Right. And then what you said this question was?
So this question is, would God ever change his no to a yes? What y'all got to say out there? Miss Tiana, jump in. Help Mr. DJ out. Would God ever change his no to yes on our behalf?
No, he wouldn't.
If it's his will, then I would say yes. Because you have some people who were sinners, and they definitely got a definite no. And then maybe they change like the thief at the cross. And then he got off the cross, took him on up to glory, and came back and died.
Okay. So two instances bring up with this question, y'all. Two instances. One, remember the lady who pushed through the crowds and she crawled to Jesus and she said, even the dogs eat of the crumbs of the master's table.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Remember her.
First, remember Jesus didn't come for her.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Jesus came for his people.
Right.
Y'all know that?
Yes.
Okay, now watch this. Another instance.
In other words, remember Jesus
is home. Remember when Jesus, God was about to take the man's life, and he prayed, and he prayed, and he faced that wall, and he prayed until God extended his years?
Yes, okay.
You remember those? Another instance.
Yes.
About when Jesus was on the cross and they had two thieves on the cross next to him. One got his mind right, and God
That's
said,
right.
In paradise, you will be with me. The other one just said nothing. So the question is, would God ever change his no a yes on our behalf? Miss Natalie said, not as long as sin is involved. All right. How you doing, Miss Yasmin? Okay. Ms. LaTanya said to bring glory to his name, yes.
Right.
Let me dive in right quick. Let me dive in. How you doing, Ms. Kimberly? God would never, ever, ever, ever change no yes. Here's the problem. Listen to me.
Come on.
Although we may perceive it to be that God changed his mind, don't you know that was already woven in the plan? In other words, your kids don't know about what you have in store for them. They thought you said no because of what you did. They was going by your actions of discipline and restraint. They said that you was telling them no when actually you were just preparing them for your yes. See, God does not change his mind. The Bible said he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So even with the ones that I just shared with you, the woman who pressed through the crowd and touched the hem of Jesus' garment, and said, even the dogs eat from the crumbs. Don't you know that was all a part of the plan? God had to let that naturally happen because everybody couldn't reach him by faith. So she had to press through. And his disciples was the closest ones to him. They needed to be delivered before the world even got delivered. See, everything is for a reason. He already had yes on the surface, but see, you had to push through what you perceived to be a no to get it. He didn't change his mind. It was already yes and amen.
That's right.
Already yes and amen. Oh, it was already yes and amen. See, some things will remain a mystery. Oh, my God. He didn't change his mind. Because if he changed his mind, hear me and hear me good. If God changed his mind, that means that situations would actually dictate to God. God knows the ending from the beginning. He never changes his mind on something that he already orchestrated.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Hear me now.
That's right. That's right. He's not a man who has to repent or apologize. So how could he change his mind?
Apologize. Y'all follow me? Oh, it gets good. How you doing, Miss Jimmy Woo? Miss Candy? All right. That's right. Miss Natalie said it. He needed to see where her faith was. And not only did he need to see where her faith was, Miss Natalie, he needed to show people what faith was all about. Because, see, on the surface, it looked like he didn't come from her. But, see, faith, oh, boy, faith is real when the odds are against you. In other words, faith is real. It becomes real. When the natural eyes see a no, faith see a yes. And you start to live like the yes, not the no that you see with your eyes. See? So she pressed through the crowds. Everybody else was afraid to approach Jesus. But she went on and did it. Ain't that something?
Amen.
I don't think y'all hear me. Ain't that something? Because he had security guards around him that didn't want nobody to touch him. And she pressed on through. A woman, the weaker vessel, quote unquote, pushed through a group of men to get to Jesus. Now, you know she had it on her mind. That's called faith. Hello?
Hello.
Mr. DJ, I got a question specifically for you. Miss Latoya graduated from college 1.5 years ago, and I'm still unemployed. After diligently looking for work, how do I know if God is telling me no or not right now as it pertains to the career that I have chosen?
He's saying not right now or no to the career that you've chosen. Obviously, you haven't gotten work. It could be that instead of working for someone else, you may need to work for yourself. It could be a better blessing.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, knowledge is not sin.
Come on.
You take that knowledge and you need to let it manifest. You might even have to fast over it, but you take that knowledge that has been given to you, and I'm pretty sure that you will find an answer, as long as it's in accordance to God's plan. You know, instead of you working for somebody, you might be instead of you working at the gym, you might need to, you know, invest and have your own gym, or better yet, a chain of gyms. You know,
I got
Mm-hmm. Like that.
Okay. What's going on, E40 and Ms. Jeanette Wilson? How are you? So, y'all, listen to the question. When God says no, I graduated from college 1.5 years ago, and I'm still unemployed. First of all, anybody familiar with that? Let's be real.
Yes, indeed.
Graduation definitely don't mean that you're going to have a job, and it surely don't mean that you can have a job in the area that you graduated in.
Come on.
Fair enough? Okay. But she said, and I'm still unemployed after diligently looking for work. How do I know if God is telling me no or not right now as it pertains to the career that I have chosen? Well. Let's break this one down. Let's break this one down. The career that you've chosen, and then we say, how do I know if God is telling me no? Don't you think that's kind of backwards? That we choose a career, and then we say, God, are you shutting me out of it? I think that we should pray before we get into the career. Don't you think?
Okay.
Listen to what I'm saying. Why? I mean, it's cool, and God's going to meet us where we are, but wouldn't it be wise of us to pray before the marriage and not afterward and say, is this the person for me?
Amen. Amen.
Just asking a question. I'm really not being funny or facetious. I'm just really asking. So what happens is we start to tie our faith hands behind his back. Because now we really saying, glory, 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 God, God, I need you. See, now we need God even more because of what reason? Do we need God to answer our financial situation, meaning through employment, because we need him or we need money?
Right. Come on.
Now, y'all know we serve a selfish God, right? Not selfish in our terms of selfish. In other words, put no other gods before you, before me. He meant that. In other words, I would tell you no to show you, I mean no, do not put anything before me. Right?
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. At what point do we start to humble ourselves and say, God, it's not about the money, it's about you?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Amen.
Just because we got the degree, just because we're traveling along life's journey and we're highly favored and blessed and so forth and so on, that does not mean that we will acquire the job. Okay? Watch this. Because, come on, ladies. Ladies, tell the fellas right quick. Because if you really want to know what he's about, kind of keep your legs closed. I ain't stepping on nobody's toes, am I? Okay. If you really want to know what he's about, keep your legs closed. See, now, if he's about sex, he'll pull away from you. In other words, if we only praise God for his yes, but we reject his no, then we're in trouble. Because we was never about the business of being in a relationship with God. We only wanted God for what he can do for us. In other words, God, I need you to get a job, but what about when you get the job? Where's God in your life?
Amen.
Okay. As Jennifer said, God knows God knows what we will be when we are in whom. Okay. What you are passionate about. What are you passionate about, Miss Latanya? So, Miss Jennifer, that was a question somebody posed to her. So I don't know what the individual is passionate about, so we need to find that too. Thank you. Miss Natalie said maybe she didn't know God prior to going to college and found him later. That's right. And I'm with you on that one, Miss Natalie. How you doing, Miss Pinky? She could have very well found God later. However, when you find God later and you done made some life decisions that are intricate and profound, you got to deal with that accordingly. Much like,
that's right.
But y'all follow where I'm going with this? That don't mean that everything before it is going to be erased, because God was still available to you before you went. That wasn't his fault that you didn't know him. You see where I'm going with that?
That's right.
Have consequences. That's why the Bible said, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. Ain't no excuse.
Mm-hmm.
There ain't no excuse that you didn't know the speed limit. That ticket you still going to get.
That's right.
So we got that's to deal with it. A lot of us didn't know God before we made some bad decisions, and I do believe we got scars to show it, huh?
Yes,
sure
sir.
Do.
All right,
sure do. Mr. Clark.
Yes, sir. What you got?
Colonel Sanders went to college for mathematics education, early mathematics education, like
all right.
Grade school. He didn't get the KFC business started till he was about 60-something years old.
All right.
And look at the kind of money that he made from that. Now, let me give you another example. Bert and the guy Peter, who founded Waffle House, they dropped out of high school in the 12th grade.
Come on.
Now look at Waffle House.
All right.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Mr.
School.
DJ, hold on. Let me add to that. Someone who's in your same city, in Atlanta, Tyler Perry. Tyler Perry
Yes.
blossomed after all this. Tyler Perry was one of his studies.
That's right.
Something like that. And he saw, now we know about Madea. So what happens is, what DJ is essentially saying is it necessarily doesn't happen when we want it to. So don't think that because God delayed it that he said no. A lot of times God delays things purposely so that we can get closer to him and not them. Let me say that again. God will purposely delay things so that we'll draw closer to him and not them. If God gave you everything that you wanted, why would you need him?
Exactly.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
If you gave your child everything that they wanted, their faith is going to be in the items, not you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Miss Princess, how are you? All right. Look, Ms. Jennifer say finger looking good. y'all, right. Topic tonight is when God says no. Ms. Aaron, what you say, Ms. Aaron? The question is, are you going through my recent situation? Okay. And receiving my own? Okay. I was informed today that my insurance would not pay for physical therapy. Is this God further telling me? Telling me what? Telling you what, Ms. Aaron? What you got, Ms. Aaron? I'm trying to understand this one. How you doing, Ms. Kimberly? Because I really want to answer that. So you said that you was informed today that your insurance will not pay for your physical therapy. Is this further telling me? Telling me after?
Is that telling
me? Do me a favor. Call into the call. It's 225-364-0211. Because I really want to know the question so we can actually divulge and get an answer on this. Okay? So, y'all, this is what we're talking about now. Now, if you have, how you doing, Ms. Paul? Okay? So make sure if you have some questions, y'all, pertaining to when God says no, let's get it out there because I promise you these questions are real, authentic. This is not made up, not fabricated, and it's helping a whole lot of people. So let's get to it. Even if you want to pose it from a friend, I'm asking for a friend, ask for the friend. Okay? How you doing, Ms. Tabitha? Okay? Now, let me tell you a little something about Ms. Tabitha. Okay? That's the neighborhood security. Ms. Tabitha be moving around. She be on it. Ain't nobody breaking that. I'm telling you. All right. Let's see. Ms. Latonya has a question. The question says, Mr. DJ, I'm going to start with you. God is telling me not to divorce my husband. However, after 1 year of counseling, I still want out of the marriage. Should I stay even if I am no longer in love with him?
Now, that question is funny you ask that. I was listening to you until you used the word however. So it sounds like you were listening to God until you said the word however. When you use however, you crossed over back into you. So it's like essentially the question sounds like, do I listen to God or myself? I'm going to choose God all day long. If
there
you're
you
saying
go.
That God is telling you not to, then I don't see what the debate is. You know, but when you said however, that's the end of the question right there. So I can't go along with that. Mm-hmm.
Ms. Jennifer, so here's let me even go a little further, Ms. and I'm gonna let you dive in on this one. The question is,
mm-hmm.
God is y'all remember the topic when God says no. God is telling me not to divorce my husband. However, after 1 year of counseling, I still want out of the marriage. Should I stay even when I am no longer in love with him? How you doing, Ms. Jennifer? Interesting, and it's serious. Okay, if God says to stay, that is what you do. Deeper question.
That's right.
Here's a deeper question. What is it that you're not falling in love with?
Mm.
Because if God says to stay, love is in the vicinity. Love should be in us. But what is it that we're rejecting from God? For instance,
mm-hmm.
Some people have babies that are born prematurely, without arms, without eyes, even just legs, or whatever it may be, some type of deformity. Now, what if the excuse was, I'm no longer in love with what I physically see, because I expected something?
Some people have babies that are born
prematurely. Yeah, that's
a
problem.
Is that an excuse? That's not good enough. See, just because you're not in love with the individual, right now, I already know it's a problem because you said God said this, however. So in other words, you're willing to go against what God says because of what you think you feel like. Now you're leaning towards your own understanding because if God said go, he means go. What could be so great where it distorts your vision and your views and your willingness to follow God's go? If he says to stay in the marriage, he means to stay in the marriage. Now, we are willing to be disobedient because I am no longer in love. In other words, my emotions are not being fulfilled at this moment.
Mm-hmm.
But didn't the Bible say lean not to your own understanding?
That's right.
Yes, indeed.
See, so much like you say, I'm no longer in love, this would be the same individual that says, God, I don't want to forgive them. Do you really think God don't care about what you don't want to do? Jesus? Jesus didn't want to get on the cross. Do you think God cared about that?
Right.
When God really said get on the cross, he meant get on the cross, didn't he?
Yes. Just as he tells us to pick it up every day.
What happens is, see, this is the problem with marriages. Y'all listening, hear me good. If God put the two of you together, how can you fall out of love with something God put together for you? That means God is perfect. That means it goes beyond what your mind can even conceive. That means it is my soul mate. Oh, my God. See, when it's your soul mate, it goes beyond the emotional.
That's right.
Love is all about. It goes to a spiritual connection. Talking about, see, it's so spiritually connected, it's so deeply rooted in God that I love them because I see God in the both of us. And that's why we connect.
Amen.
Y'all don't see it. Yes, see, I have a problem with that question. I have a problem with that question. Watch this. Because a person said, God said, no, that means you must be in tune with God. But then you're going to turn back around and say, but I'm not in love. See, in other words, that's someone who's traveling the fence because I use the name God as a cover up. But when he told me to do something I don't want to do.
It will come out better saying the Bible says don't divorce,
yeah.
Not God.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all see where it's going?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed.
All right, Shea, cousin. Miss Hunt, how are you? Okay. Miss Natalie said, Latonya, from experience, I want you to find a way to love him again. Find the things you first loved him, loved about him. Go on dates, and whatever you need to do, listen to God. Miss Natalie, I applaud you, and I agree with you. But watch this, Miss Natalie. I'm going to piggyback by what you said. Miss Latonya, from experience, Christ. Let me say it again. From experience in Christ. Let me say it one more time. When God says no, from experience in Christ, don't you know experience does not override God's wisdom? In other words, experience has to be at the expense of faith. See, you don't have to be married to tell a married couple how to be one. Hello. Now,
right.
Who begs to differ from that, step up. And I'm going to present someone named Jesus because he was never married.
That's right.
Experience, flesh experience does not have a inkling on the spiritual experience. So, yes, Miss Latonya, from experience, I'm talking about experience through God while you marry this man. Go back to that. Hello?
All right.
Don't go back to it, because, see, you can go back on all the dates you want to. That's, see, that dwindles down, and this is why people have to add spice to their marriage now. This is why they have something called open relationships, because they're weaning around fleshly experience. But when it's a God, when it's a God-driven experience, we don't have to add nobody into our marriage. I don't even need to go on a date. When it's a God-driven experience, I love you because who you are and who you are to me in God, and we will both be standing as one before this man in the day of judgment. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Because, see, if it's based on a date, that means if we go to a horrible restaurant, you're not going to love me no more. But what if my money suggests that we can't go to one? I'm just saying.
Yes, indeed.
I'm saying, though, man, when it's about God, oh, yeah, when it's about God, the flesh has no say-so. That means I don't do what the world do. We peculiar. My experience is based on why God put us together, nothing else.
Mm-hmm. All right.
How you doing, Ms. Meijer? Ms. Moore said, families that pray together, stay together. All right, now. Ms. Leslie,
yes.
Ms. Samuel and Ms. Pleasant. Yeah, Ms. All right. Ms. Krista, how are you? Okay. You're right, Ms. Natalie. Not all dates cost money, but see, the thing is, it's not even about the date nor the money, because when it's about God, that's never on the forefront. But see, listen to what I'm saying, Ms. Natalie. We're going to go all in. I'm going all in with God. I'm throwing all my chips on God. Huh? Because, you know, people say, well, we don't have to, but it is okay. See, right there, that'll be the person who will eventually compromise their faith, because the devil will push you to a point to where you want to go out on one. But see, when you really love something, I don't need it. Either way it goes, I can be broken. I'm still going to be in love with God.
Yeah.
I can be, I don't have to have nothing. I'm still, God don't have to do nothing for me, and I'm still going to be with God, because my relationship with God is not based on what he can do for me. My relationship based on with God is based on what he has already done and how I can serve him. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh, don't go halfway in. Now go all the way in. Don't go halfway. Mm-hmm. You got to know who you're talking to.
Yep. Mr. Carr?
Because, see, what happened is there's a such thing called carnal Christian. In other words, we'll say not all and some of. Come on, man. Let's really go there. You know, let's go in, Mr. DJ. When God says no, he means no. When God said don't, and when he said come out from amongst them, our relationship dating shouldn't be like the world relationship dating. We should teach them how to date, and our dates start on knees first. See what I'm talking about? Because
right.
If you say, I mean, you know, it's still we compromising. I don't have to go nowhere. You understand what I'm saying? My God.
That's right.
Yes. Yes, sir.
I'm saying, because the Bible, as I read, said, let it be done on earth as it's done in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Man should never have to wow you with his finances, just like you should never have to wow him with your sex.
Okay.
If you want to be adults about it, let's get it.
Hmm?
What else we got?
Mr. Carr?
Yes,
Ms. Aaron did call in, Mr. Carr.
Okay, Miss Ann, how are you?
There we go.
How you doing,
Miss Good evening, Miss Erin.
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm trying to get to this question you had.
Well, yeah, and after I hit the sin, and then I realized that I should have went back and pre-fruit.
You, go ahead. What you got?
Thank you. This is just one of those symptoms of that second stroke where I have to struggle. But
hey,
I'm going. What I meant to say was, after going through my recent situation where, you know, I've been told, you know, no.
Okay.
Just making some phone calls today, trying to, you know, get up my therapy set up, and was basically told by my insurance that they're not going to pay for any kind of insurance for me.
Right.
And I'm sitting up here thinking, I'm like, okay, one leg is missing, toes are going off the other one.
Okay.
So, and from my understanding, you know, when those type of situations happen, you know, you have to be retaught how to walk and how, and so with my insurance telling me no, is that God telling me no again, or is that just something else that I need to dig a little deeper into?
Mr. Carr, can I say something?
Of course you can. Of course you can.
I was in a similar situation. I'm disabled. And I lost my eyesight as well as my kidneys shut down and everything. When I applied for disability, I got turned down 3 times. I didn't have no money to pay for none of the treatment or anything that I needed, and it seems like that's the end on all ends. You got people out there who catch a splinter in their finger, and they get disability right away.
Right.
Yeah.
Reason being, I found out is because you probably need long-term disability. The government is hard on people who going to need it, like, from now until. If you're short-term disability, you'll get it right away. But what you have to do is stay diligent with it, and they're going to make sure you really need it, really want it. Stay with it. It doesn't necessarily mean it's a no. It's a not-right-now situation. I had to go through 2 lawyers, and the best part about it is when I got it, they backdated from when I first applied.
Okay.
They say, oh, you're talking about a payday then. So what you need to do is stay diligent with it. If one person, you're not successful in getting it, seek someone else. Seek somebody else to get on the case. Yeah, it's not over. Trust me, it's not over.
Right.
And he's not going to put more on you than what you can bear. So, you know, you just stay diligent and consult with somebody else or even an attorney.
Hold on.
Well,
so how you doing,
on
Natasha and Miss Natasha and Miss Rhonda? So, Miss Erin.
Yes.
Just because you didn't get it, and y'all, please, you know, how you doing, Miss Sharon and Miss Juanita? Understand where she's coming from. She lost a leg, and she lost toes on the other leg, and the insurance is not acting right. Is that God saying no? Well, God is ultimately in control of everything. Now, it's easy for us to speak as an outsider looking in, and we start to be holier than thou and say, baby, just pray about, see, up until we go through that situation for real, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Come on.
This is real talk, y'all. Up until we, let's put ourselves in Miss Aaron's shoes. Not talk to me. The fact of the matter is, the Bible says, count it all joy. In other words, when you don't fully understand, know who does. The Bible says, in all thy getting, get an understanding. In other words, I don't know what's going on. I understand that I don't know what's going on, but I understand who's in control. So when God says, count it all joy, he's not saying from the countenance of your smile, meaning be happy. What he's saying is being hopeful. In other words, I know who's in control. Two things happen in life that can never change. God either ordered it, God allowed it. That's only the two things that God either ordered that to happen or he allowed that to happen. When God says no, that does not mean God is saying no. That very well, God may be trying to stir up something else in Miss Erin. See, it may come by way of this. All Miss Erin got to do is keep her eyes and attention on God. Again, I would never say I understand because I don't understand what she's going through. However, I do understand who does have the, he has the key. He has the answer. He has her joy locked in. So even with the situation, that don't mean he's saying no, but he does want you in his face.
Nah.
He does want you in his face. A lot of times we give answers that very well may not suffice, and we want to see. This is why we got to be very careful, Miss Erin, because the Bible says people run to people who give answers with their itching ears. See, at the end of the day, they have a form of godliness but deny the power because they really don't understand. Make sure, even through the no's that the insurance company says no to, it's not the insurance that you're looking for. You're looking for assurance. See, there's a difference.
Amen.
Insurance versus assurance. Mm-hmm. People have insurance, but see, we want assurance. Assurance is what's going to get you to heaven, not insurance.
Correct.
So in other words, in spite of what's going on, in spite of the no's that they're telling you, that doesn't mean God is saying no. God's promises are yes and amen. I have it under control. Even if it never comes through, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
Guess who still got it? Because Jesus wanted to get down. He didn't get what he wanted. But see, at the end of the day, look at what the ultimate picture was about.
Right.
See, a lot of times we got to be willing. Y'all don't hear me. Whew. Come on now. How you doing, Mr.
Right.
Hardy? A lot of times we got to be willing to be the sacrifice.
And can I say something to Mr. DJ?
Of course you can.
Yes, ma'am.
I definitely understand because this is my second go around with dealing with the Social Security office. But this time around, something just told me, do it yourself. And I said, you know what, if it's a mistake, you'll learn from it. If not, then you'll see the outcome.
Right.
And I've just, let's see, I want to say back in December, no, this was November, I had just requested a hearing with a judge.
Okay.
Now, when I went into the hospital this time, like I said, this time around, I chose not to use a lawyer. And something just told me this time around, like I said, I was going to either learn from my mistake or I was going to learn that I did okay. And so then all of this other stuff happened. I'm talking the limbs getting cut off, and you know how they say, oh, if you automatically lose a limb, they're supposed to
Ms.
automatically.
Aaron,
yes.
Aaron, let me help you right quick, seriously, because I don't want you going deeper into a place, the abyss that you shouldn't be going. All right, Mr. Torres said this, because we're on live, so I want to make sure I keep this in context, okay? Mr. Torres said, my brother, he says, I know this isn't what the conversation is about, but 90% of disability claims with Social Security, okay, are declined initially.
Yep, correct.
Usually, it's because of an error with the paperwork. For your health insurance, it likely has to be something with the diagnosis code. I don't think God is saying no. It's some small print that none of us know anything about. I'm sorry you are being tested and going through this, but God is by your side through it. Now, listen to what he just said. And this is why I'm trying to stop you from, because, see, you're going into an area, you're pulling God, but God is trying to pull you. When he says, no, don't go that route, you can't talk, man, y'all, and listen to me. I'm talking to the mature people in Christ. I'm not talking to the people who talk about God, but saying, I still feel these hurts and pains. See, that's not what it's about. Because if we crucify ourselves on a daily basis, hurts and pains are normal. Hello?
Right.
That's right.
You can't take natural talk before God because he's going to reject it. If you want to talk to God, listen to me. Listen to me.
I'm listening.
You have to talk faith-based. God don't want to Lord, have mercy. How can I tell it to people? Listen to me. Look at the revelation. We spoke on a topic some time ago, and they had a man who brought his son to Jesus. His son was foaming at the mouth, catching seizures. This is in the Bible. Do you
That's
not
right.
understand Jesus didn't even pay attention to the son? He started talking to the daddy? See, Jesus is not concerned about what's going on. Jesus is concerned about you being so in tune with him that what's going on has to flee. See, it's not the situation of what's going on, Peter. It's where your focus is, Peter. Peter, you can complain about your leg and losing limbs and not getting a disability, Peter. But if you keep on looking at that, Peter, it will grow, Peter. If you keep your eyes on me, Peter, you will never sink. So why are you talking about it and not me? It's my question. See, don't praise God after you get it. Praise God while you're going through it. Now, this is for the real saints. This is for real people. This is when we're really about that business. Praise God while you go through it. Hello?
That's right.
We keep on diagnosing something that don't need a diagnosis. We're talking about things and giving it power for what?
Amen.
God will pull us down till we can't cry no more. Because we'll get off this phone and say, God, I still don't have an answer, and they're not understanding, and they're not understanding, and they... So is God not understanding? God is allowing you to go through it. God wants you to focus on him. And when the mindset changes, everything else changes. My God. You had Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in a fiery furnace, and none of them burned up because their mind didn't change towards God. Hello. Now, what could be a worse situation? Y'all don't hear me. You had Daniel in a lion's den, and his mind stayed on God, and nothing happened. My God. Do y'all really believe that happened? If you believe that happened, why are we complaining about this?
Okay.
Do we have 20/20 hindsight, and then after we get it healed by osmosis and guessing, then we say, won't God do it? No, say, won't God through it, do it while you're going through it. But see, whatever you focus on, from the abundance of the heart, the mouth shall flow. When God says no, shut your mouth and focus on me. He says, do not complain, do not murmur. If we focus on faith, what has to grow in our life? That means while we're going through hell, Satan mad because whatever God allowed him to do, Job, it don't matter. Your wife told him to curse God and die because of look at your situation and go, Job says, shh, you don't know what you're talking about. My situation is good. Hush. My God. So I can't have a natural talk like that if we're going to be faith-based.
Okay.
Complain about that,
yes,
man.
Sir.
We got to answer that with God. We got to answer that with God. Not no, you know, won't God do it? No, we're going to go through it, God, because we built tough. We built to go through this. And while we go through it, we're willing to be that sacrifice. We're going to correct some things because some people don't know how to go through what you're going through. So God chose you to go through that.
All right.
Now,
sir.
You can cry, and we'll just be right there. But up until we say, God, have your way, then some things can start to change. In other words, they might not ever give you what you want, but you got what you need through him. Oh, my God.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Oh, these are some real answers. These might not be answers that we want to hear because flesh never want to hear anything faith-based, but it's what your spirit needs.
Yes, sir.
Huh? Look at what Torah said. Torah said 83 different times, I begged the Lord to make it, to take it away. Okay, each time, oh, I'm sorry, three, okay, each time he said, my grace, yeah, he's showing you scripture. Come on, Torah, tell again. Listen, Aaron, we just went through this. We just, you know that's God, because that's the scripture we just talked about this week. He said, this is Paul talking, three times I begged God to take it away from me. Each time he said, my grace is all you need. My grace is all you need. My power works best in your weakness. And are we going to believe this? We believe God as long as we're not going through it. Ain't that something?
Golly. Yes, indeed.
Come on, Torah, 2 Corinthians 12 and 8. 2 Corinthians 12, 8 through 10. When you're going through it, that's when you need to enforce. What G.I. Joe said, knowing is half the battle. Now what happens when you really go through it? What happens when God says, no, I want you to go through hell, not go around?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
How much is given is required. About you to be tested on it, that means you have every answer. Not when are you going to pull from your answer. God wants you to dig deeper than what your natural flesh can allow. God wants you to reach out to him. How about that?
Yes.
When God heals your mind, everything else is healed.
That's right.
When God heals your mind, everything, because you're going to be walking to and fro looking for answers that God has already given you. Mr. DJ don't have it. Miss Tiana don't have it. I don't have it. God has it, and he's given it to you. When are you going to tell him, all right, have your way?
All right. Amen.
That's where we at. We can't keep on throwing pity parties. We got to fight back with this. We got to fight back for real. When God says no, it's time for us to fight. Anything that comes in God's, listen, if God told you yes and amen, you better fight for that yes and amen.
Mm-hmm.
That means, Satan, you can't touch my mind. You're going to try and touch my mind through my body. You're going to try and make me feel sorry for myself. I don't care what the insurance is not doing. I know the God that I serve. That don't mean that I'm not going to be on my P's and Q's and look over this stuff and make sure that it's right. But regardless of all that, my mind is strong, therefore I am strong. See, when my flesh is weak, God have his way. Because when I'm weak, he's strong. But Satan, you can't touch my mind.
Amen.
Huh? God told Satan, watch this, Miss Aaron, Mr. DJ, Miss LaTanya, everybody. God told Satan, you can touch everything. Woo! Everything, Job. But you can't touch one thing. Guess what he said he couldn't touch?
His soul.
Okay, Mr. DJ.
His soul.
Tell him one more time, Mr. DJ. What could he not touch?
That soul.
You can't touch his soul. In other words, you can't touch his mind. If you want his mind, he's going to have to give it to you.
Amen.
Woo! Look at what was wrong with this. When God said no, he said, no, Satan, you can't have their soul. Watch this. Satan said, yes, I can. I'm going to touch their flesh. Let me have Miss Aaron's flesh. Let me have Miss Aaron's flesh. And God is saying, you can have her flesh, but I trust her enough to know she's not going to give her mind, her soul away.
That's right.
All right.
Now, Miss Aaron, what you going to do? You willing to fight for God? What you going to do, man? Because if not, you're going to keep on running yourself ragged trying to figure out this natural stuff. It ain't to be figured out when God has the answer.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Huh. Wrong up decision now. Either we really going to walk in this thing that we say we believe in, or God going to pull it out of us. See, you can't be talking about we about that business and we're not really about that business. Hmm? All right. When God says no, y'all, we done with the question?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Good thing about this, the good thing about this, we don't get answers that we want to. And see, when you kind of mad, hey, getting this stuff, that's cool. But when you really, about God's word, you are willing to lose relationships for God's truth. That means you will never tell people what they want to hear. You're going to tell them what God wants them to know. Hello. That means we're willing to lose a relationship because I'm going to tell you what God wants you to know, not what you want to hear me say. You can say, well, he don't understand. He ain't being sensitive. He's being sensitive to the Spirit of God, and I got to face him. So I would not stand before God and God and say, God, I lied to her. No, I'm going to tell her. I'm going to tell you what God would tell you. How about that? How about that? Now tell me, what would God say different? Tell me if God can sit up here and entertain anything talking about what the flesh say. Do you think God care about what they did to you or how you respond? Okay. All right. See, now we're on the same page then. And see, this is why you got to love people who tell you the raw, uncut truth. Because when God says no, shoot. Miss Aaron, I expect you to do the same to me. Mr. DJ, I expect you to do the same to Tiana. Tiana, I expect you to do the same to Aaron. See, this how it go, y'all. Iron sharpens iron. And no means no. When God says no, guess what it is? No.
Okay.
All right. Let's go ahead and pray. Miss Aaron, since you're on the phone, my dear, would you go ahead and pray for us, please?
Bringing her back in.
I'm sorry.
You go ahead and pray for us, please.
I will do that, Mr. Carr, yes. Dear Heavenly Father, as we come to you tonight, I just want to thank you. I want to bless you for this ministry. Bless you for directing us in the way that we should go. Thank you for not having these yes friends that will tell us what we want to hear. And just basically give us the truth, pure and raw, as you would have us to learn it. I want to thank you personally for this ministry, because it has brought me out of so many things that I can't even begin to speak on. And I hope that it does that for others as well. And again, just thank you for this fellowship. Thank you for bringing us together on one accord. And as we end this call, let God's people say, amen.
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 Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, listen. Okay. How you doing, Miss Kamala? Miss Trina, make sure y'all check us out next Monday. We'll be back on Wednesday. Y'all want to get a chance, 8 p.m. 8 p.m. I know everybody set their clocks forward, right? All right, spring forward. 8 p.m., 225-364-0211. Call in and just listen, all right? And as much as y'all hear us, you know how me and Miss Aaron, this, that, and other, y'all know, y'all ever notice, no disrespect to nobody, but you ever seen people that, you know, especially in the Chinese, you know, origin, talking, we think they fussing each other? Nah, they loving on each other. Which is how we talk. Okay, because iron sharp as iron, they don't always look pretty, but I guess what? Guess what? At the end of the day, we can always love on each other. Better.
All right.
We needed that. And that's the beautiful thing about it. Y'all have a great night. We will see y'all next week. Y'all have a good night.
Good night.
Good night.